I'm Chris Messini with Northwest Arts Review, and we are joined in the studio today by Lauren Holy, Associate Director of Willow Springs Books, which is a small press based out of Eastern Washington University, and Daniel Spiro, who is a graduate student at Eastern Washington in creative writing. And they're here to talk about a new project of poetry that is going to be a community anthology. So Lauren, give us a little background of the project.
Yeah, so this is volume two of our Zodiac poetry series, which follows each of the animals in the Chinese zodiac. But it's not just about animals. It's also a lot about people and kind of how we project onto these animals. So our first book was called Heart of the Rat, and of course was about rats. But this volume is called Hair of the Dog. So it's about man's best friend, woman's best friend. And it's thanks to a grant actually from Spokane Arts, we're able to feature local emerging writers alongside nationally recognized poets.
So Daniel, you're a graduate student and Willow Springs Books is a student-run press, I understand. So can you give us a little bit about what you do as a student?
We spend a good amount of time kind of learning about how the press works. We do a lot of reading for the Spokane Fiction Prize. So one of the things we've done for this project is to develop some of the curriculum for the community workshops, which has involved coming up with a lot of prompts for dog poems, organizing community workshops.
So dog poems, I love that idea. And you said, but it's not really just about dogs. It's also about their humans and all of the things that dogs inspire. So I see you brought some poems with you. Could you give us a taste of a dog poem?
I'd be happy to. This is a poem called Clancy the Dog by Robert Sword for Claire. He is so ugly, he is a psalm to ugliness. This extraterrestrial, short-haired midget sea lion snorts, farts, grunts, turns somersaults on his mistress's bed. She calls him an imperfect Boston Terrier, part gnome, part elf, half something and half something else, 180-million-year-old Clancy, with his yellowy-white, pinpointy teeth and red, misshapen, prehistoric gums. Clancy has no tail at all and doesn't bark. He squeaks like a monkey, flies through the air, lands at 6 every morning on his mistress's head, begging to be fed and wrapped not in a robe but a spread. Tree frog, warthog, groundhog, Clancy, Clancy, she calls for him in the early morning fog, and he appears anything, anything, part anything but a dog.
That was Daniel Spiro reading a poem by Robert Sword, Clancy the Dog. And we're talking with two people involved with Willow Springs Books, which is putting together an anthology of poems called Hair of the Dog, inspired by all the various feelings and emotions and images that dogs inspire in us. Lauren, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Willow Springs Books, the press, and how it's involved with Eastern Washington University?
Yeah, so Willow Springs Books, we call it a literary teaching press. And I think that language describes how it's both student-run, but also it's a way to mentor students and give them experience in publishing industry for when they graduate and can go off and work on other magazines and presses and continue to work in publishing. So we publish a couple of different series. The first one is the Spokane Prize for Short Fiction, which is chosen every year. And we actually just got some really good news about that. Our book, Suffering Fools, was a finalist for the PEN America Award this year, which is super exciting for us. We also publish American Surrealist Poetry as part of our Acme Poetry series, which is kind of a special thing. You don't hear a lot about American Surrealist tradition. And we've been able to really put together some interesting poets and how they interpret surrealism is both very different from each other and really exciting to read together. So that's mostly what we do. And then the Zodiac Poetry Series has kind of been a collaborative project from the beginning. Another professor in the program, Rachel Tor, had a book about rats published and it kind of became a collaborative project out of the release of her book. And so this time we're getting to collaborate in a different way. So I hope that maybe we can continue to find new ways to collaborate with our community through that project.
And it's a community collaboration, so you've had some generative writing workshops for people in the community to write their own poems inspired by dogs, right?
Yeah. We've been visiting various writing groups and have hosted a couple public workshops as well for adults and kids. One thing that I know not everyone has maybe heard of these workshops or been able to attend, but we've listed some of our writing prompts on our website, so everyone's welcome to get some ideas from us there. And we really want to encourage people who aren't, you know, maybe prolific poets to still try. We want to make it accessible to people to participate in the project. And I should probably add that the poems will be published in kind of three different places. So we have our print anthology. Our books are distributed by University of Washington Press and can be found in bookstores all over the state, really, and beyond a little bit as well. And then we're also going to publish some poems in an online pop-up magazine, which is kind of a fun, exciting new medium we're playing with, as well as in little broadside ads for Scraps to help dogs get adopted.
That's the animal shelter, right?
Yeah, Spokane Scraps. County.
Well, let's hear another example of a dog poem, maybe something different to inspire people to write their own poems.
Yeah, I chose Hymn for Two Choirs by Ashley Capps, particularly because it's not really about dogs, but dogs still come in, or a specific dog really comes into play in this poem in an important way, I think. Hymn for Two Choirs by Ashley Capps. Best apple I ever had was 3 o'clock in the morning, somewhere outside San Francisco, beach camping, stars holding the sky together like sutures. I was thinking how I was going to get old and ask myself, why did I only live for one thing? At the same time, I didn't know how to change. I thought I felt like my neighbor's huge dog, every day stuffed into a small man's green t-shirt and chained to a stake in a yard of incongruous white tulips. Here and there, a red bird, a train. Way down the beach, other tents glowed orange. I heard a stranger call my name, and another stranger, laughing, answered.
That was Lauren Holy, Associate Director of Willow Springs Books, which is collecting poems from the community for an anthology called Hair of the Dog, so poems inspired by dogs, which will be published in early 2019. And so how can people submit their poems if they're interested in being part of the anthology?
Yeah, it's super, super easy. You can email an attachment of up to 3 poems to willowspringsbooks@gmail.com. We're accepting submissions through December 1st. And we just ask that you use the subject line Hair of the Dog submission and include a brief bio in your email. If you forget all of those details, we have it posted on our website, willowspringsbooks.org, and there's also some prompts there if you need some help getting started.
Well, thank you both so much, Lauren Holy, Associate Director of Willow Springs Books, and Daniel Spiro, graduate student at Eastern Washington University. And if you are interested in submitting to the Hair of the Dog anthology, you can visit willowspringsbooks.org. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks
a lot, Chris.